What if I wrote letters to notorious criminals in jail and never mentioned their crimes? And what if I became their pen pal? Get it? Pen pal? Each episode of Prison Sentences focuses on one criminal, the letter I wrote to them, and the one I got back in return. In other words, a prisoner sentenced to life writing someone who needs to get a life. God, I am so funny, yet so sad. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.
Here is Jared Fogle. You may have seen him on the news or a talk show.
Between 1998 and 1999, Jared Fogle lost 245 pounds by dieting and eating Subway sandwiches. He became Subway spokesperson in over 300 commercials over 15 years.
For years, I ate fried food and burgers that looked like this. And I looked like this.
He also established the Jared Foundation, a nonprofit organization that raised awareness about childhood obesity. In addition to raising awareness, Jared raised eyebrows. Okay, come on, give me credit. That was a pretty funny segue. In 2007, a Florida journalist and radio host told police that Jared had made lewd comments to her about young girls at a school event. Over the next 4 years, this journalist presented the FBI text messages and recorded conversations with Jared. But there was no real hard evidence of pedophilia. My bad, the word hard and pedophilia should never be used in the same sentence. So, fast forward to 2015. A guy named Russell Taylor was the director of the Jared Foundation, and he was arrested on charges of child exploitation and possession of child pornography. Police discovered that Russell had traded sexually explicit photos and videos with Jared. Police and FBI raided Jared's residence, arresting him on distribution and receipt of child pornography. Jared was sentenced to 15 years and 8 months in prison and is currently incarcerated at Federal Correctional Institution, Inglewood, in Colorado. So guess what I decided to do? I decided to write a letter to Jared Fogle. Because Jared was successful at losing weight, and I wondered if he'd give me some weight loss advice. So I wrote him a letter. Hello, Mr. Fogle. I'm having issues losing weight in my tummy area. Do you have any advice? Also, I'm curious as to what your most favorite Subway sandwich is. And guess what? Jared wrote me back. Dear Marshall, thank you for taking the time to write me. Happy face emoji. Well, he didn't write a happy face emoji. He drew a happy face emoji, but you get what I'm saying. You don't mention your age in your note. Seriously, Jared, is that how we are starting this conversation? You want to know my age?
Subway, eat fresh.
I'm doing fine. Of course, prison sucks, but I try to make the most of it. The older we get, the harder it is to lose weight. Our metabolisms slow down, and we have to work even harder. The most important part of keeping the weight off is exercising every day. Remember, getting the weight off is simply phase one. Continuing to keep it off is phase two, three, four, etc. We all have bad days when we go overboard. The next morning, start fresh again. My favorite Subway sandwich was the sweet onion chicken teriyaki. It would be nice to have one now. Ha ha ha.
And I realize I can enjoy lots of great tasting food without lots of fat. Like the tasty sweet onion chicken teriyaki sandwich.
I look forward to being released from prison in a few years. No idea what the future holds, but going through all of this makes me want to enjoy every minute of every day. All the best, Jared Fogle. Oh, he then sent me a nice photo of him from prison standing against a prison wall looking all lean. On the back of the photo, he wrote, Marshall, all the best. Eat fresh. Oh, and by the way, Subway, perhaps you should change that slogan.
Subway, eat fresh.
Well, that ends another episode of Prison Sentences. And it's time that I bail. Keep listening every week, as you never know who my pen pal will be. God, I'm funny. Prison Sentences, where my humor is the real crime.